We grew up here. I remember playing Pop Warner games on the same field. I remember coming as a kid in middle school to the game to watch the high school play against other teams, and that's what it's all about.
To me, NIAC was just a family-based community. It wasn't always the best, and it definitely wasn't the worst, but to me, the community always stuck together. This camp means everything to us. I think growing up, we just always wanted to be, you know, someone the neighborhood respected, someone that people could look up to and say, you know, they did it the right way, and say, this guy's just like me.
To now be able to come back right where we grew up and do that, and for the kids to be able to expect it every year, to be out there racing against those kids and them running against NFL athletes, but guys that they feel like they can go back to school and be like, yeah, J-Max, my guy, we hang out every year. That's what it's all about, so that's why we do it.
Hold on. I'm up, man. Get out the way. What we got, right foot, left foot?
Left foot.
Okay.
Set, go.
You ain't running, I just beat you. You ain't running. You cruising. We ain't cruising.
When they were first born, I was scared to death because the idea of raising two kids together, I was overwhelmed at first, but you get over it quick.
It was awesome, you know, having an identical twin, there's always somebody to play with, no matter whether it's video games, playing one-on-one basketball, football in the backyard. We always had each other, and I think the positive in that, we always had a supporter, but we also always had somebody to compete against. So I think it taught us a lot. And to this day, I mean, we talk every day. We're competitive as heck, always kind of challenge each other, pushing each other to be better players, better men and everything in our lives. So it's an awesome experience.
Everyone in our neighborhood would tell you, if you saw one of us, you saw both of us. And to me, it was just always fun to compete with someone, challenge someone. As much fighting and stuff we did, I think we were always each other's biggest fan, especially in sports. So it was something that you know, I hold true to my heart and dear to my heart, just all the experience we got to do and grow together and become adults. This is a lesson to all you kids. I'm serious. You can run your mouth all you want, but what do you do is what's important. Anybody can come out here and say, you didn't do nothing in the Super Bowl, you didn't do nothing in the season, but you got to get there.
Both our second years, I remember being on the field probably for the first time ever and being in a game versus South Florida over the PA. They said McCourty and McCourty on the tackle. And I remember just thinking, like, how cool that was. My mom got a chance to come to a ton of the games. She had a custom Rutgers jersey where the front was 25 and the back was 21. And she was always able to represent for both of us. And that was special for us. We haven't been able to do it in the pros. So you can look back to those college times and realize how special it was. We was always able to communicate. And I think for him, it was a little tougher because me, I was going on to a new experience in Tennessee, trying to figure out the ropes of the NFL, trying to make the team. And he was still in college. The things that the knowledge that I was able to gain in my rookie year in the NFL, I was able to pass on to him. And he kind of took that full head of steam and had an amazing senior year. And I went 203rd in the draft. He came out the next year and went 27th. So I'm still waiting for my payment for him for helping to get him selected a little higher. Don't care about what other people say. Be smart. Have a backup plan. Have a backup plan to your backup plan. But believe in your dreams. You play 8 years in one place, and just like that, you get released. That's the NFL. And going into situations, free agent, when you don't know anyone, is tough. And I think for me, knowing Greg, knowing what I was going to get from him as a defensive coordinator made me excited. Going on my visit, getting a chance to speak to everybody upstairs, speak to the coaches. And for me, the most genuine part about it was getting a chance to talk to Greg Williams. He said to me, you know, I can talk to you for days, but I want you to go down in the cafeteria and talk to our guys on defense. So getting a chance to talk to Kirko, Joe, Jamar, Jamie, Kenny, sitting there talking to those guys and to hear those guys talk about the organization, I was excited to join the team, and that excitement has just grown. I'm excited to see how we're going to come together and what it's going to look like. But, man, it's fun. It's a young team as an older guy, being able to impart wisdom on guys and just learn. And as a player, you get to 9 years, you just appreciate being there, playing football, getting a chance to get better every day.
Let's make sure everybody hears us right now. Y'all ready?
Yeah.